and would surely have fallen over if they had gone forward 2 steps further in the darkness. Their mother said the beautiful child must have been the angel who keeps watch over good children. Snow White and Rose Red kept their mother's cottage so clean that it gave pleasure only to look in. In summertime, Rose Red attended to the house and every morning before her mother awoke, placed by her bed a bouquet which had in it a rose from each of the rose trees. In wintertime, Snow White set light to the fire and put on the kettle, after polishing it until it was like gold for brightness. In the evening, when snow was falling, her mother would bid her bolt the door, and then, sitting by the hearth, the good widow would read aloud to them from a big book, while the little girls were spinning. Close by them lay a lamb, and a white pigeon with its head tucked under its wing was on a perch behind. One evening, as they were all sitting cosily together like this, there was a knock at the door, as if someone wished to come in. "Make haste, Rose Red," said her mother. "Open the door. It is surely some traveller seeking shelter." Rose Red accordingly pulled back the bolt, expecting to see some poor man. But it was nothing of the kind. It was a bear.